Hey there, and welcome to Space City Nerd. This is episode 143.5 because half of the party is
Yes,
here.
this is only the 0.5 is here. What's up, guys?
Yeah. How's it going? It's Ryan and Jesus. Andrea, I think, partied way too hard.
She had her
She's
first baseball
American.
game, right? Yesterday?
Yeah, and you know,
Or
everybody
today?
knows baseball games are like so intense that, you know, they'll make you go to sleep for
Hey, the
days
Astros
afterwards.
won, so I mean.
Yeah, it was really good. It was a good game. I was there.
Yeah.
As a huge Astros fan, I was happy to see them win on the 4th of July.
It's not my department, but one of my coworkers had a shirt, and I thought it was disheartening. It was kind of funny, but it's a shirt that says, "Let the Astros win." And I'm like, what do you think about that shirt? It says, "Let the Astros win."
Yeah, that's kind of like.
I mean, that's kind of disheartening. It's like more like, our team suck, let us win.
So let them win.
Like,
Yeah.
throws a
No.
bone. I don't like that.
I've seen a lot of really cool Astros shirts though. Like, but whenever I go to games, I wear like my original. It was the first time that they did replicas for baseball jerseys, and it's this one. So
It's the
that was really cool.
for the people
It's
in the
the
people on at home. It's the orange, blue, and white one, right?
It's the rainbow
Rainbow
jersey,
jersey.
the one that was, you know, it was voted one of the ugliest baseball jerseys maybe like 5 years ago. But now everybody loves it.
Everyone needs to shut up. And people were like always all pissed off of us when we picked the name of our football team. And the Texans sound kind of weird, but everyone loves, I mean, Texans. It rolls out of tongue.
I mean, the way that I see it, though, it's like you're naming your, like you're saying that Houston is the most Texan city.
I want to say, come at me, Dallas. Come at me, Austin. You and your patchouli oil and shit. I just thought all of Austin and fucking hipsters.
Oh, but a lot of what we're going to talk about tonight, it's going to be a short show, of course, since when it's just Ryan and I, we become overbearing after 20 minutes.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, we need stuff to bounce off. So, I mean, come on.
And, yeah, everything that we're going to talk about, almost all of it happened. Yeah, well, all of it happened yesterday.
Okay.
It's because it was all about America.
Yeah, yeah. So yesterday, Gray had her first baseball game. Awesome.
And you had your first 5K.
Oh, yeah. So I'm super excited. So a few things. So, you know, we mentioned the show. You and me both are trying to better ourselves because we want to make sure you watch the end of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm kidding. No, we just want to, you know, just want to live better lives. And, like, yeah. So anyway, so, you know, I started, you know, running. And I took to running fairly well. So I was talking to my coworker about it now. Running sucks for a little bit. Then you get your rhythm. Then you can kind of get what your, you know, kind of like how you run. And if you run the same place already, you kind of like, hey, I like this place. Anyway, so I started maybe 3 months ago. And I'm like, hey, you know, like the first hurdle that you, after you run and you get really good. I think my first hurdle, though, is actually like, you know, when I first started, I was like running, walking. First, the hurdle was like 20 minutes just straight jogging and running. That was fine. And then I was like, now I got to do my 5K. So I promised myself, I was like, hey, I want to do it less than 35 minutes. And actually, when I was training, I did it. I did like a 34 and I did like, you know, 33. And just, you know, just listeners know, I run after 7 o'clock. This is very important. 7 o'clock p.m. because it's fucking hot. So the race is at 7:30, and racing with a group of people is completely different because mentally you're like, shit, I gotta keep up. And then yeah, you're like people are passing you, and in your head you're like, fuck, I'm slow, and you're forgetting the most important thing is you need to go at your own pace, and you gotta keep doing it. You gotta race yourself. But then I told myself that days before, and like in my, and then I went to sleep the night before. I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna make sure it's just me. But then when a group of people start passing, you're like, fuck. So, dude, I actually did my fastest first mile. I did it in like 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was like, just like, but then I kind of like slowed down, and then the heat, man, was so bad. The heat, I was like. It was overbearing. So I did not know this. So I did not know that when the race starts, the timer on the finish line is the timer of when the race actually started. Not your time. It's the other part, the actual when the race started. So I was towards the back, so it took me like a minute and a half to actually get to the front and start running. So when I got to the end, and I was like, the sun was in my face, I'm like, I'm going to die, this fucking sucks, but I got to keep running. I crossed the finish line, I saw it was like 36:43, and I'm like, motherfucker, this sucks. I didn't hit my 35-minute mark. I want to do it under 35 minutes. But then I got the text message because I signed up for it. I got it in 34:54 because,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so just under. Yeah, so it was good experience. I think, I mean, if you want to, you know, get, you know, healthy and you want to put exercise, I think running is always a great way to exercise. There's some upfront cost. You got to get good shoes. Definitely need good shoes. Definitely good shorts and good shirt. Don't wear cotton. Don't wear cotton socks. Just, it has to be all for running. And after that, I mean, it's just, you just get out there and run.
I do lifting.
Yeah,
so
you lift. Lift, bro.
I'm not there at the running stage. Did you treat yourself to anything?
So I wanted to go like get some brunch, and then like a lot, since it's July 4th, it was closed. So I just went to Katz's, because Katz's never closes on Westheimer. My parents were there. They cheered me on. So I was like, where do you want to eat? Let's go eat something healthy. I'm like, nah, man. I've been eating healthy for the past couple of weeks. Let's go. Well, the past like few months. So let's go Katz's. And I really wanted, I was going to sound bougie as fuck, but like bagels and lox. I just want the smoked salmon on a bagel. I was like, I really, really wanted that. So I ate that. It was great.
But like, did you treat yourself to anything like special afterwards because you ran it? Aside from the beers that you drank yesterday?
No, that was it. It felt like a go out, and then I didn't be like, yeah, I'm like, I'm awesome now. I actually was way more excited the first time I actually got under 35 minutes when I ran like 3.1 miles. Then that was like a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, I'm gonna drink this Topo Chico in my fridge, which I did. I got home, I opened that, and I was like, yeah. But I mean, it's good to treat yourself. I try not to go overboard because I was eating like, I was eating a lot of carbs. The carb, I think I ate a little too much, so I gained like 3 pounds. But
how do you do that though? Like you say, I remember one time you came over, you drank a couple beers with me, and then the next day you're like, hey,
I think it was water weight.
Yeah, because like I can drink beers, but I'm still the same. I'll drink 2 or 3 beers, and the next day I'm still the same weight.
I don't know.
Sometimes I'm even lower.
Maybe I absorb it more than you, but
I do poop a lot.
Yeah,
so.
But in a couple of days I'll go back to like my weight, and actually lost like 20 pounds over the whole time. So it's like, you know, I'm like 205. My goal is to get under 200 and before the end of the summer, which I should. I'm like 5 pounds away.
That was really funny right now that I just, when I was talking right now, I looked over at my phone, and apparently the OK Google thing turned on.
Oh God. Oh,
and it just did right now. I didn't even say it though, you know?
Oh man.
Speaking of 5Ks, did you hear about that, the one that's Dances with Fat, the star?
No.
So there's a fat activist, and I, this is not fat shaming anyone at all. But she's all like super, yeah, you know, fat people were great and stuff and we're healthy. And she has a show on, I think, TLC or A&E, one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has an episode coming out where she's going to run a 5K.
Okay, well, hold on. So she is like, how heavy is she?
Very heavy.
Okay, and then she's just like, I'm just going to, you know, I mean, I'm all about body positivity, but I mean, it's just like, I'm not like fat shaming people. I'm more like, okay, this is going to sound weird, health shaming people. Just be healthy. You need to be there for everyone. Everyone wants you alive. Don't wreck yourself.
And well, okay, so there's a 5K dedicated to people that are bigger,
okay,
called the Fat Boy 5K. All right. You know, it's Well, because a lot of people that are are bigger when they're younger, they can actually run really fast. I mean, it'll deteriorate their joints, but they have the ability to run extremely
And then
well.
I think it's good because, like, if it's only for people of a certain weight, they don't feel pressured when they were there. Like, not they don't have like a bunch of skinny guys like up in front. Speaking of which, I was like literally right after. So the track goes around, and then you have to turn around and you go back. I just finished my first mile, and the guy who won was already running back. And I checked the leaderboards, and he finished it in like 16 minutes.
That's
Yeah,
hilarious.
like, I was like, dude, I was like barely even my second mile.
So with her, what happened is she ran this 5K, right? And the person that was in front was behind her at one point, and she passed her up, and then maybe a third of the way, this girl, her name is Regan Chastain. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but she ended up being in front of the first place, or the not the first place person, but one of the people that were leading her before, and they noticed that. And then they noticed when she was crossing the finish line and she was posting pictures of it, she was running the opposite way.
Oh, like she went like around or some shit.
Well, people started looking at it, and there's a bunch of eyewitnesses, and she took a shortcut and ended up like, I think it was like she cut out 90% of the race.
Oh, okay, that's not cool.
And then I know we talked about Orion last time, where the developer like blew up and stuff. She went off and blew up on everybody, calling them like internet stalkers and everything. But truth came out, and she did cheat.
What did she say? Did she own up to it? Like, look, I was trying to do this for my TV show.
No, she's still kind of looking to know.
Oh my God. Just if you are in the public eye, it's hard to lie because the internet will find you out. Like, the collective internet mind will find that shit out.
No,
That's
it's like, well,
fair.
I mean, just like the thing that we did, that Oran did.
But
Everybody found out about that.
yeah, anyway, so I'm gonna do. I mean, like, I know you've been pressuring me to live, and I'm gonna do that soon. And I was pressure. On the other hand, I'm pressuring you. I was like, hey, let's do a run. Like I said, like, anyone who wants to get running, I recommend Couch to 5K app. It alternates you from walking to running, and then throughout it shortens your walk, and then it lengthens your running part until all you do is run. And it's really good. So, I mean, there's a lot of apps out there. Just pick one. They're all pretty much the same thing. And like, it's cool. Also, yeah, do it in the fall.
Oh God, you know this
Yeah,
heat.
this heat. Yeah, maybe I'll do another one in like September. So maybe you can join me. I'm not going to do a 10K right away. I'm going to do a I'm going to do one or two more 5Ks. And I'm gonna run up like 3 more months, and I might do a 10K in November, which is the turkey trot, which is on Thanksgiving morning. I might do that. Yeah, so that's
Yeah,
my
but
next.
it's morning.
Yeah, so I can be like, all right, I just burned like 800 calories. Let's go eat.
It doesn't work that way, though.
No, it doesn't. But I know. But mentally, I could be like, I just ran. I could eat more, right?
Also, you got a
Oh
cat?
yeah. So, Jill, my wife, we were gonna so after we sold down the house, we wanted to get a dog. And actually, the past couple of weeks, Jill has been like in the ASPCA, just like looking at the dogs. And she'd go on her free time, and I haven't joined her. I was gonna join her over like on Saturday, but so she were to move to adopt, and then like she got a message from one of our good friend, who her dad basically is taking care of this kitten. Took care of everything, got her dewormed, took care of like fleas, have the vet check her out, and like train her to do the to use the kitty litter. And they're like trying to give her away, and Jill was like, "Hey, it's a little kitten. can we take it? And I'm like, well, I don't know. And she's like, come on. And I'm like, all right. So we picked up the kitten after my run yesterday, after my brunch with my parents. We picked up a kitten.
Is that? Oh, I thought that's what you were gonna treat yourself with, you know, since you're Asian.
Oh, shut up. I need a picture of her on a walk though, and I'd be like, hey, just during dinner.
Yeah, my wife, she has a guinea pig. We were gonna do the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's just like freaking Rhino 1/2 with Ryoga, but he's a pig. Yeah, so it's a dark brown cat, and I don't know exactly what breed. It's just a cat.
Cat. I mean, aside from like Siamese and
Siamese, if you please.
And yeah, and the
Siamese, if you please. Sorry, that's so racist.
That song though, I really like that song. Really,
it's catchy as fuck, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just as catchy as Zippity Dude. I'm not even gonna go there.
But no, all I know is Siamese, bald cat, and then cat.
And cat. Those are the like Persian, which is like that super hairy cat, and the diabetes cat, I guess.
And the diabetes.
Yeah, and so anyway, so my wife got a bunch of stuff, bed, kitty litter box, some toys, and a cage. Not a cat cage. It's a transportation box where, you know, and this cat is tiny. It's she's 6 to 7 inches like length, and I think she's like 4 weeks old. And it's kind of weird because I heard you're not even supposed to adopt a cat until it's 8 weeks old, because you can't even do anything. And like we're only feeding her liquids. The liquids and like soft the canned cat food. We didn't want to do her. I don't think she's old enough to eat the dry cat food. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that. And kittens actually eat more than normal cats because they're growing and they need the nutrients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you name her?
Waffle. Because my wife wanted a dog named Fried Chicken, and she's reserved that name for a dog. So we're gonna have chicken and waffles.
Oh god.
Yeah, she wants a Pomeranian named Fried Chicken. I was like, I don't want a Pomeranian. I want a real dog.
I agree. Yeah. I hate Pomeranians.
They're just like so fluffy, and then I'm like, what are you? You're just
little. They're annoying though. They're annoying. They bark so much. My neighbor had like three of them, and they would just keep us up all night.
Yeah, they're not even real barks. They're like a little squeak. And I was telling you in the chat earlier. I was like, I want a cat. You know, cat's cool and cute. You can cuddle up with a cat. But if I want a dog, I want the dog to be like, you know, you're my master. This is my home. I'll protect my home. That's my, you know, I want that dog to be a dog.
Yeah.
Not a little, like, rat-killing Pomeranian. No offense, but, you know, I just don't want a real dog.
Yeah. Well, I got Magnus, and he's like a Danish hunting dog.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly. So
he's regal.
He's the regal. He's from the Danes. He's like, so I don't know, the listeners know this, but out of all the people in Space City Nerd, Sean, Drea, you, Rex, me, I'm the only one who did not have a pet. Drea has a cat, Sean has two cats, you have a dog, and now guinea pig, and Rex has a cat. So now I have a cat as well.
Watch it be the opposite when it comes to kids. You'll be the first.
Oh, yeah, probably. Because the joke was my wife was thinking we have a small garden for, like, you know, just like mints, for mints and like basil and like, you know, little herbs. And she was like, if I can take care of a plant, I can take care of a pet. Now we're taking care of a pet. And she said, if I can take care of a pet, we can take care of a baby. And I'm like, well, I just don't leave a baby in the couch with food next to it while we're working for 8 hours, but whatever. Do that with a cat.
Also, I Americaed too hard yesterday at your house and destroyed your part of your garden. I'll make sure to.
You broke. It's not a big deal. It's just So listeners, he freaking hit one of the planters that had an aloe vera plant. The aloe vera plant is dying, so I didn't really give a shit about that. But we were gonna use that planter for another plant, and we're like, well, crap. So before recording, I was like, you owe me a planter.
I'm gonna give you like the ugliest planter I can find.
Oh, man, that'd be fucked up, man. But yeah, so we watched some fireworks, you know, we grilled some stuff. Even y'all went to my house. It was just like impromptu after meet y'all at Moon Tower after the game. You know, we just drank some beers and I'm a big mug now, courtesy of Moon Tower.
Yeah, I gotta get. Did I leave mine over there?
I don't know. I think you left it in your car because you didn't bring it inside.
Okay, I gotta check. But yeah, but those mugs are awesome.
There's a Deep Ellum beer. I think that's Dreyas.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, those mugs are really awesome. Yeah. $5 anything on Mondays too. So.
Yeah, so I ordered like an $8 beer, and they're like, for $10, so you can get the beer and the mug. And I'm like, why am I ordering just the beer only?
Exactly, and then you could go get another one for $5. Yeah. So, God bless Moon Tower. God
bless Moon Tower. Speaking of America, I know we didn't talk about this before the show, but I just want to mention the public service announcement from John Cena.
Oh, that was really, really fucking good. Yes. Like, so, as a wrestling fan, I dislike John Cena's character. In like his gimmick, which is, you know, all the odds are against me, but I'm gonna win no matter what.
So you want to say he's like a Mary Sue?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like they'll put him like in a match with like five people against him, and he'll in record time beat all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like outside the ultimate
good guy, and they play a way too much, right?
Yeah. But outside of that, he's on his way, or I think he already surpassed the $500 make-a-wishes.
Oh, does he hold the record for that?
Yep.
Oh, man. Good guy, John Cena, man.
Yeah, this guy goes, you know, flies whenever he can to go visit, like, kids and grant wishes and stuff like that. Also, yesterday after Monday Night Raw, he saw a kid with a sign that said, hey, you know, I'm a pediatric cancer survivor. He brought the kid into the ring and made him an honorary WWE superstar and everything. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, and you know how much kids love him.
Yeah.
And
yeah. No, like, he's getting my ass. And I'm like, again, bad example because of what recently happened. But 80s Hulk Hogan does not compare to now John Cena, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah. John Cena is a top old Hogan.
Okay. Man. I mean, yeah.
unless 20 years down the road, like, Cena has like a racist rant. Or
racist rant, sex tape. Yeah. John Cena, please.
Well, I mean, he was naked in that Amy Schumer movie.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, he was like, he just had a towel on his dong.
Yeah, that's
and that
true.
Was it. And you saw his butt and everything. And I think, well, he didn't curse in it. What's up?
Going back to that though, seeing as like Hulk Hogan was like, yeah, the WWE, back in the WWF superstar who was a role model, did it kind of break your heart to kind of like see all that shit happening to him?
But yes and no. I mean, really, 80s wrestlers lived in a different world where you did not see kayfabe was alive. So whatever their persona was in ring is what you knew.
Yep.
And now the internet has brought, like, you know, breaks kayfabe.
Yeah, because you can't.
So, you know, yeah, you know everything.
Yeah.
You know, that Hogan sex tape, the Hogan racist rant, they wouldn't have come around unless the internet
found it. At least,
you know,
they did.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, I mean, it's like, it was heartbreaking, but it was a different time back then. Not excusing him for the racist rant at all.
No, it's a different time in terms of, like, we don't live in a world where everything is readily available, and when you say one thing and you're famous, that thing is everywhere before you can even blink twice.
And not only that, but it's like the sex tape really didn't even bother me because I mean everyone has sex tapes now.
Yeah, exactly.
So
like people even use that to be famous.
Oh, yeah, they do. Like,
I'm gonna release a sex tape. Now I'm famous.
Ugh. What do you think about his leg drop on Gawker Media, though?
Oh man, so I. Yeah, I mean, they it was shady what they did, and yeah, that's a lot, and I think they need to be taught a lesson.
It's funny. I was reading some stuff where people were like, "Hey," or they had two different articles on how, what was it when they broke into a lot of the iPhones for a lot of celebrities.
Yeah.
What was it called? I forgot.
Oh, fuck. It's whatchamacallit. It's a. God, the Fappening.
Oh yeah, okay. So when the Fappening happened, they were all against how Jennifer Lawrence shouldn't have her pictures leaked online and how people were should be ashamed of themselves. And then they were like, "Hey, look at this sex tape by from Hulk
Yeah, so
Hogan."
it's inconsistent.
Yeah. So I mean, Gawker, when it comes to media, has I don't know they've got a really bad track record ethically lately. So yeah, this will teach them a
Yeah, I
lesson.
think I need to listen. I mean, like, unfortunately, like, I like Lifehacker. So Lifehacker's fine because it's not political, it's any not anything. It was like how to take better notes, how to use this to, how to use an old soda bottle to do this thing. Unfortunately, that's part of them, and then we're gonna lose that. I think they're still figuring it out, right? I don't know. That's a
Yeah,
lot of
there's
money. It's like what, 28 million?
yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's their problem.
But we completely deviated from everything.
Yeah, sorry. I just
Okay,
want to talk about.
it's okay. It just started growing. But no, the John Cena 4th of July speech, man, that was really good. If you haven't heard it, you can search for it on wherever on Facebook, on any kinds of social media. But it's more than likely not written by him.
Yeah.
But the way he delivers a speech, kind of really highlighting how diverse we are and how much understanding we need to make this country, make America great again.
Exactly. And not America like freaking like Trump. Like it's just that America is great the way we are, and he was like, hey, it's 51% women, this many who are Muslim, this many who are disabled, this many, and it's just like that paints a different picture of what you think America is. And like, and it's delivered by like, John Cena, who's like again quoting Hulk Hogan, he's the real American, I want to say. He's a
Yeah.
he, no he was a he was a Marine, right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
correct.
he's a Marine. He's a role model to kids. He's like he has that air of authority. So it was delivered perfectly, and like it yeah it's cool. And he's like, look, America is not what you think, and America is not about no patriotism, not just about loving your country. It's not just being pride, it's loving each other, loving the people in your country. And I'm like, yeah, holy shit, that's true. Yeah, like just because you disagree with someone doesn't mean you have a right to hate them. They're part of your country, they make America up too. So, there we go.
And because of that, I found out 3 million people play Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah, I was like, all right.
The statistics were pretty good.
That's Ultimate Frisbee. We played that in high school gym.
But no, I shared it right away because that it was a really good message, and makes you feel good coming from
Heartwarming,
him.
especially at this time when you're like, hey, let's be patriotic. And you're like, hold on, I gotta be patriotic and I gotta love my neighbor. Because I'm American, the guy next door is American, the guy the guy who's living here is like Iranian, still American. Everyone here is America.
Yeah. Did you? So, I mean, the next big world event that's coming up is the Olympics.
Yep, that's in like a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
Have you
did you
heard?
hear? I did not look. I did not look it up, but I saw it in news crawl, and it said they found like super bacteria in Rio de Janeiro beaches, and I'm like, what the fuck?
That's actually. No, that's 4chan.
Oh, what? So
Yeah.
tell me what happened.
So I was there when it started. They were saying how
This was
I
on
forgot.
CNN, by the way, when I saw it.
Oh wow, that's funny. But yeah, they were planning out how to say that the Olympics were canceled.
Okay.
And they planned out something major. They had all these news articles, bought domains and stuff.
No.
And they released it. I think it was last night. Yeah, because last night as I was like falling asleep in bed, I was looking through there and they had armed themselves with like different articles and stuff, and I guess they released it and it caught on.
Oh my God. So there's this article right now, and it was like, wait, it was published today. Not too long ago, like 2 hours ago, it was updated. Yeah, and yeah, freaking that's hilarious. And but like regardless of that, there's Zika virus and then like the favelas. It's as much as
Well,
I
no.
really like the
What
hold up.
it is right now, the biggest problem is that the police are basically striking
Oh.
because of the fact that they're not getting paid enough, and I mean, Rio is an extremely dangerous city.
It is. Max Payne 3 told me.
what is it? I forgot the name of the City of Men
Oh,
or
yeah, City of
whatever.
Men, yep.
Yeah, that showed me. But not only that, but it's like from the airport down to basically their version of 45, for 2 miles, there's these really tall concrete walls so you won't get shot going from the airport to like
Oh,
downtown.
so they're blocking the favelas from that. Oh, man, that's fucking crazy.
Well, no, this was way before the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's how dangerous it is
Who's
for like.
shooting at them?
Dude, there's so much gang warfare over
Oh,
there.
man. So I guess they took the cheapest route and was like, well, they're shooting. I'm like, what are you gonna do? We can do this program, which is gonna take a lot of time and money to get rid of this, or we can build a wall. Let's build that wall.
Oh man. Also, the other thing that's coming out is Pokemon Go.
That's already as of this recording. It's out on Android, and us plebs on iOS is still waiting.
No, it's not. Okay, as of this recording, right now when we're recording, it's only available in Australia.
Oh.
But on July 6th, when we release this, you'll be able to download it.
How did you play Ingress, that game that the developers of Pokemon Go created before Pokemon Go?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
I played a little bit, but
I got sick of
that's when
it.
I was listening. I was living in the bumfuck middle of
Oh
nowhere,
yeah,
so
so there's like
I had nothing.
yeah, when I used to work in downtown, I would like walk around and I'd be like, I'm gonna capture this, I'm gonna capture that. Now I'm like, shit. But with
Well, did you?
Pokemon though, I mean, I would go be like, oh shit, there's a rare Pokemon 2 miles from now. I'm here. I'll just get on my bike and go do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it out. Did you see the accessory they were selling for it?
Nah, what is it?
It was a little bracelet that has like a Pokeball,
Okay.
and it would light up whenever you're near a Pokemon, and you can press it to catch it.
Oh, that's cute. I like that. That's
So,
adorbs.
yeah, I might get one just to even out the since I've got the Fitbit on one hand, I'll have the Pokemon on
Oh
the other,
God, this is
the
gonna.
Pokemon Go thing.
I'm wearable technology. I'm in cyber. I'm cyberpunk now.
Yeah, pair it up with my Google Glass.
Yeah, so God damn it. Is that still around? Or did
No, it got discontinued.
Okay, because it's such a bad. I mean, I like the idea, but if they can like integrate it into glasses, then yeah. But not the little thing that yeah, no, that makes you look like a douche.
Oh, speaking of things that go over your eyes, I played with the Sony VR the other
Oh,
day.
where did you play it?
I walked into the Sony, since we're major press, I went to the Sony office building in California, and we got hands. Not really. I just went to Best Buy, and they had a thing there.
Oh
So
really?
yeah.
So it's actually playable. I mean, like. Oh, okay, it's cool. So
Yeah.
what'd you
Well,
play?
Best Buy had it. We got there like, I think at like 5:30. It closes because it was a Sunday, and so they were doing the demos. And I got to this one girl before me. She was maybe about 12 years old. She was on a deep sea like
Okay.
simulator.
Oh, so you can see what she's seeing on the screen.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was hilarious. She tapped out.
Really, she was like not too.
Well, because no, she tapped out because she got scared.
Oh, okay.
There's a part where like it goes into like really deep sea, and it's all black, and there's like these sharks that come up and like wreck into you all of a sudden because you're basically like in a cage.
Yeah.
And I saw what she was looking at, and I'm like, man, that is kind of scary. But she basically threw the VR down. She's like, no more. There was a sports game. I didn't get to see that one. And then there was, man, this guy was playing, oh, like a tank game.
Okay.
But the one I played was really cool. I forgot the name of it already, but it was a space dogfight simulator.
Ooh, I like that. I like.
Dude, it's really
I
awesome.
used to play a lot of that. I loved the X-Wing versus TIE fighters and the Colony
It
Wars.
reminds me
Yeah.
of like that, so
Cool.
Wing Commander
That's
and
really was.
stuff.
Yeah, I tried playing. I'm not really far. I just turned on the Resident Evil 7 demo. It looks cool. But in VR, I bet that's actually terrifying. A thing is, like, a lot of the Sony VR stuff, like, it feels like they're all just like, here's a demo. And like our game is going to come with a VR demo. And it's, I don't feel like there's, aside from Resident Evil 7, doesn't feel like there's anything substantial, a good experience other than, like, a hour demo of shit.
He was saying that there's a lot of these games are going to be able, like, the current PlayStation 4 games are going to be playable on the VR.
Okay. So you just wear them and then it's kind of like a flat screen you're still watching or something, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if you've seen it. The $400 package comes with the VR and it also comes with an extra processor to hook up to your PS4.
Oh, okay.
Like an external one.
Okay. Cool. It's like, it's like, what's that thing you add on your N64?
The Rumble Pack?
No, not the Rumble Pack. You add it so you can play like Rogue Squadron.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, it's expansion pack.
The expansion pack, yeah. It added like 4 bits since the like N64 is like an N68. How did it feel on your head?
It felt comfy. They said I didn't have to take my glasses off, but I think I did.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I can't.
I should have done that.
Yeah. Yeah, because of peripheral vision. Where did it sit? Did it kind of sit on like top of your head, or how did it sit?
It sits just like the VR, the Samsung Gear VR that we played.
Oh, so like in your front? Because the Samsung Gear is like, while it's on front, you kind of have like the support above your head, and it's a...
You've got a support over your head also.
All
right. So, $400 coming out later on, maybe. I don't know.
It's too pricey for nothing like substantial. I'm going to be like, it feels like I'm going to get all those like games, and I'm like, this is kind of cool. And then for like a weekend after that, I'll be like, no. It's like the PlayStation Move.
I want to wait for something on PC, like the Vive or the Oculus Rift to go down in price. I'll probably pick one of those up.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd much rather have that. And I got to clear my office and then so I can play the Vive. Let's walk around and go, oh, remember that thing on the on E3, the PC gaming show when they had the backpack?
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, it was so listeners, there's a backpack, which is a PC, so you can like freely move around while with your VR. It's kind of crazy.
Imagine if it had a battery pack on it, and then you just go outside and get run over. Just like,
make a holodeck. Who needs a holodeck?
You grab that portable VR machine and you go outside and you play like a field simulator, just a walking simulator.
Well, yeah, exactly. So anyway,
that's bound to happen. I mean, I just want to play Soda Drinker Pro in VR. That's all.
Yeah, Soda Drinker Pro. Yep. Yeah. We'll see. I want to see the software, and like even in PC, there's no like must have killer app game that's like you cannot experience this game without a VR. Like, this is a completely new experience, not just a freaking, you know, jump scare game or a freaking, you know, shoot shit or anything. It has to be a substantial experience.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. As I said, it's like I don't feel like upgrading my PC to get it. Like, I'm a hair away from being able to, you know, get VR on my PC. Right. It's not worth it right now.
Yeah. I mean, like, I know there's going to... The Fallout 4 is going to re-release with VR, but I'm like, still? It's... I guess that's, like, fine. Just like, you know...
But it's all right. I mean, it's not... It's not going to be such a different experience to me.
It's
not going to be a
different experience. It's just the Fallout 4 screen is going to be on your face. That's it.
That's. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us for this week's show. We promised a short show this time. We did go 40 minutes. Yeah. That's kind of good stuff.
Yeah, that's like
one chunk. We're going to leave you guys with a track from Professor Shy Guy and the Double Clicks. This is My Eyes from the... Okay, so Professor Shy Guy covered some songs. This is covering Dr. Horrible.
Yep.
And and the Double Clicks are actually going to be in Houston for on the 8th, I believe. 7th, excuse me. Okay. Yeah, so July 7th, the Double Clicks will be over at 8th Dimension Comics. And check them out. It's a cool, neat show. And, of course, 8th Dimension is a neat shop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on behalf of myself, Ryan, and everyone else that didn't get to make
who
it here.
America too hard last night.
Yeah, everybody America too hard. So. You know, the only bad thing is I think Sean didn't America too hard. He had to work too hard.
Oh, well, Rex had to work too hard, too. That's why he's not here. He has to make the purple, the pink
drinks. The pink drinks.
I don't know what they are, and yeah, it's just whatever. I go to Starbucks, and I'm like, I want a coffee, or I want a latte, and I'm going to get the fuck out of there.
Next time he's on, we'll ask him to rant about the pink drinks. I'm pretty sure it'll be a great meltdown.
Listen next time for Pink Drink Talk.
All right, guys. Well, this is, like I said, My Eyes by Professor Shy Guy and the Double Clicks, and we'll see you guys next week.
To everybody's heart and hear that breaking sound.